When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
So baby boy Banks is now 5 months old. At what point did people start hitting you up going, so baby number three, is there another one on the way?
4 months ago.
right after he was here?
Yeah. Gosh, I love having two. I grew up in a house of two. We've got our girl and our boy, and I've always thought, okay, that's all I need. You're set with two. You have two,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But then there's a part of me, and especially my wife, she would like to have three, and I go so back and forth on this. I am so good with two, but then I come across, you know, like friends' parents or even, you know, our parents, and they say, man, we wish we would have had a third. What do you think about that?
Okay, so I get hit up all the time about, when baby number three, you
right.
haven't had your girl yet. And I'm like, I don't need a girl. Like, I had this feeling of completeness when Colt was born. I was like, this is it. This is our family. I also feel that, like, I just don't think I mentally could handle another child and financially another child that I know in my heart of hearts, like, we were meant to be a family of four. And I feel so complete that I'm good. I do wonder sometimes if Art would like to have another one, because we've had the conversation of like, when you gonna go take care of your stuff so
yeah.
that there's not a chance of another one. And he has been dragging his feet for the longest time.
How old's Colt?
Colt is five.
Your youngest is five.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the other thing. It's like, I feel like we're so like past all the diapers, all that stuff, that like to go back, ooh, I don't know if I could do that again.
Starting over.
Like you're still in the thick of it.
Yeah. And like you said, financially, it's crazy, but I don't know. The hard part for me is the newborn stage.
Yeah.
And I think every dad could agree with that. Because
I think every parent, yeah.
The babies are so attached to mom. And there's only so much the dad could do. You're just there for a lot of the support. But I haven't been at the stage yet where the kids are like fully out of that stage. And they're more grown. And I feel like, I don't know, the more you have once you're older, then it's cool. Because in holidays, you have bigger family get-togethers and all that. But I don't know if I could carry that, like you said, the physical, mental burden of when they're so small. So I don't know. I don't, and I'm not asking for, you know, people to tell me, yes, you should have a third. No, you shouldn't, because we should be able to make that decision on our own. But I'm just curious, like,
but you want to be swayed a little
but
bit?
But I want to just know, like, if you had two kids, were you glad you stopped at two, or do you kind of wish somewhere deep down that maybe you would have had a third?
You think you might have regret down the way?
Maybe.
Okay. All right, parents, weigh in. What happened with you when you were, like, on the border of two, three, what do? You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. The Donatelli debate. Baby number three. Is this on the table already? Banks is only 5 months old.
Well, we're not talking about it right now. It's one of those things where, yeah, when Banks gets a little bit older, it's, well, do we have a third? Do we not? Are we good with two? Do we want one more? My wife is leaning more towards three. I'm leaning a little more towards two. And I think that's just because for me, it's that newborn phase that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what sticks with me is like, oh my gosh, do I really want to do this again? The sleepless nights, little babies are hard. They don't do anything. They're just little blobs. Like, come on, stand up.
Not quite yet.
But I hear from parents that have kids that are older that say, either we're so happy we had three or they have two. And they say, man, we wish we would have had one more.
See, and I wonder if down the road that might be the regret. But right now, like, I am so content with my two boys. Because a lot of times I get the, oh, are you going to have a third? You don't have a girl yet. You should have one more. And I'm like, I don't have that feeling or that need to have another one. Plus, my youngest is five. So, like, we are out of all that kind of baby stuff. I feel like we're kind of set. Like, we can go to parties and I can watch my kids. But I'm not, like, two steps behind them so that they're not getting into something that they shouldn't be.
And you're not worried about bedtime routines and making sure that you get them to bed early. You're kind of out of that stage where they can stay up a little bit later and play a little bit more. And I remember you telling me way back when was you wanted a girl. You really wanted a girl.
I did, yeah.
And for you to have that sense of completeness of like, you know what? I got two boys. I'm set. So you definitely know that you're good.
I'm good. Sometimes I wonder about my husband. I think he kind of might lean towards having a third, but I'm like, nope, mommy's good.
Art would be such a good girl dad, though, Kel.
He would be a terrible girl dad.
Why?
He would end up in jail when she
starts.
That's
what makes him a good girl dad.
No. Come on, let's go visit daddy in the cell.
All right, what are people saying?
let's see. Richard weighed in from the 909 and says he has two kids right now, a boy and girl, 5 and 6 years old. He said him and his wife very content with the two because they have one of each, kind of like your situation, and they're out of the diaper stage. So once you're out of that, I think that's also like a milestone. Like, we don't have to deal with diapers again.
You don't have to worry about the whole potty training thing, which believe me, we're in the thick of it. And two, we go back to the whole financial thing. Diapers are not cheap either.
Nothing having to do with a kid is cheap. Gina weighed in on our Facebook and she says she had two a year apart. And then they did decide to have a third 13 years later. And now she wishes she would have had a fourth so that her third had somebody closer to grow up with.
That's what one of our engineers was telling me, too, is he had two and then they had another one a little bit later on. And the hard part was is that third one doesn't have anybody to play with. Mm-hmm. And now the parents, now you then have to go into kid mode again. And now you're playing with another little one.
Listen to this. 909 just texted, I have five and I love it. So maybe you just keep going.
Okay, block that person. That's way too many.
909 says, I have two kids, a boy and a girl. Couldn't be any happier. We love that we made the decision to stop at two. But if you do get a vasectomy, just know that it's reversible.
Well, that's good to know. Look, if I'm going under the knife, it's going to be once. That's it. I don't want to go repair stuff, attach it together.
Why did you say go under the knife? And I immediately thought you were doing like a cosmetic surgery.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.